is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, we have had somewhat of a theme, aside from talking about Harry Potter, which has been a big topic tonight. There has also been a theme of kids and parents and getting in trouble with the law. You had, in the first hour, the mom who's been charged with vehicular homicide for walking her kids across the street. One of her kids was hit by a drunk driver in the process of crossing the street, and so the people in the state agents in Georgia charged mom with vehicular homicide for walking across the street.
What was the drunk driver charged with?
He got
something less serious.
Yeah, he got 6 months. It was hit and run.
Yeah,
hit and run.
Did he get a DUI too?
Apparently, they did not test him for DUI. He had had a little to drink, was in quotations, before the incident. So, drunk driver is not necessarily somebody who had been drinking earlier in the day is the best way to describe that.
So there was that. That mom is facing now 3 years in prison as a result of taking her kids across the street. And the other detail was that she couldn't have possibly have used a crosswalk because it was a highway, and so there was nowhere to cross at some sort of official location anyway.
And where was this? Where did this happen?
Georgia, Marietta.
Georgia. Mm-hmm.
And also in Georgia, there was another story as well about a woman getting arrested at the TSA checkpoint because she didn't want her daughter to be touched by the agents. Here's another one from Georgia for you. Midway, Georgia. Police have busted none other than a lemonade stand because the three girls running it didn't have a business license. This according to thecoastalsource.com. The three girls thought if they sold enough lemonade, they could make money to go to the water park, Splash, in the borough. Well, they thought wrong. Midway police say they're breaking the city law, and they have to go. It's kind of crazy that we couldn't sell lemonade, said Cassidy Dixon. She said it was fun, but we had to listen to the cops and shut it down. The girls had only been open for one day before Midway's police chief and another officer cruised by and saw the stand. Skylar Roberts, one of the other girls, said they told us to shut it down and we didn't know why. Well, now you've learned, haven't you? This is what America's all about, kids. It's not about being free. It's not about having opportunities or creating your own opportunities. It's about begging permission from your mommy, the government, and then being able to maybe make a little bit of money.
You know, it's disgusting that cops shut down lemonade stands because I think that these are great ways for kids to learn sort of, certainly many entrepreneurial skills.
Definitely. Yeah. You know, they get ripped off also, and they have spillage, and they have to pay for their, use capital to pay for their product, hopefully, and set it up and clean it up, and I think it's an awesome way, and to demonstrate how things have changed. Here I am, 43 years old, and when I was first doing mine back when I was 7, 8, 9, mm-hmm. 10, cops used to stop at my lemonade stand and buy lemonade from me.
Yep. Wow. Boy, have things changed.
No kidding.
Have they changed? But, this is, when you look at this from the other side, of as the bureaucracy that issues these work permits that every business basically has to have, you have to have some kind of permission paper to open your doors. What do you do if there's somebody who has a bricks and mortar lemonade shop in the same town who's paid all their fees and done all their stuff? And what's it like for them when kids are out there selling lemonade? And
I guess they get all butthurt or something.
I imagine they do.
That's such a visual.
Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But
those darn kids!
At what age is the cutoff? At what age do police officers cease to give kids trouble about their lemonade stands?
Well, I neglected to mention the ages here on purpose because I thought it was an interesting detail. One of the young ladies was 10, the other 14. So maybe they picked on them especially hard because one of them was a teenager.
They could be a 14-year-old, I think, can go work. I don't know what the rules are. I don't even want to know what the rules are as far as kids working, but I was working at the age of 12.
We had told them, this according to Midway's Police Chief Kelly Morningstar, we had told them, we understand you guys are young, but still, You're breaking the law, and we can't let you do it anymore. The law is the law.
They had only done it 2 days. They were on their second day, right?
And we have to be consistent with how we enforce the laws.
You know, I think this is what people want, though, from cops, is consistency. Now, the sad thing is that this consistency results in situations like this. But what do you do? Just stop all permits? I don't think they're prepared to do that. That would be the consistent way to handle this. The consistent pro-liberty way to handle this is the municipality no longer authorizes businesses to go into business, that they just go into business and then, you know, we'll have people opening all kinds of stuff without asking permission. And when you have no rules, no licenses for people to go into business, then people can go into all kinds of businesses that you might not otherwise want in your town. For instance, this town in which we live in contains no nude bars, no places that sell pornography, none of these things. Although there is a pipe shop right on Main Street.
You mean Corner
News? Which actually sells porn.
Do they sell some porn, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Like magazines?
Porn. There's a back room full of porn.
Well, I'm glad you've had a chance to check that out.
I actually haven't, but you can see it from the front door of the operation.
Well, you know, I don't spend a lot of my time in there, but
I actually haven't gone into them, but I look forward to it.
So, you know, why don't we start out with in Minnesota, right? The town, the state that's shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if more and more people would refuse to pay for these services that are being provided, quote unquote, by the state, then we would see a reduction in those services.
I agree. The hardest thing, though, is to open a retail establishment and then say, yeah, I'm not going to pay one of your, they know where to come get you. They'll be there immediately. Like, if I open a coffee shop on Main Street.
60 million people, though, have not filed and paid income taxes.
But it's different. Those people are harder to find than the business on Main Street.
Absolutely.
I'm going to have a flashing neon sign that says,
they found these girls after 24 hours. They went after one of them was a teenager, these young girls, they went after them after a day. That's how quick they were on this. Let me continue here, because this is just the most, it's almost hard to say which of these lemonade stories, because this is not the only one. They've shut down multiple lemonade stands.
Plethora of them.
In many cases.
Virtual cornucopia.
But in many cases, they threaten to do something.
Pathetic words.
In many cases, they threaten to do something, and then they get back down because the public gets all upset. In this case, they didn't even threaten. They just came in, and they shut it down. And so that's why this is even more egregious than the average
anti-lemonade
case. Well, they came in, and they intimidated the young ladies into stopping.
That's threatening. I mean, the ladies didn't say, this is our property, get off. We're gonna sell lemonade here.
No, that would have been nice had they done that, but they're kids, so they don't know how to stand
right,
on their rights.
Right, of course they don't.
I think we should start a Facebook event, Lemonade Stands Across America.
I think that's a fine idea, and I think you should do that.
I think I will.
I'd be happy to help you promote it.
Thank you.
A city ordinance, according to the cops, they had to do this. Well, the law is the law, says the police chief. By city ordinance, the girls must have a business license, a peddler's permit, and a food permit.
Oh, God.
Just to set up shop, even on residential property. The permits cost $50 a day. Now, good luck trying to sell enough lemonade at 25 cents or what?
They were trying to make enough money to go to the water park.
Yeah.
Right. Instead of asking their mom and dad.
Yep.
There's your $50, right? I mean, what's a water park ticket cost? Maybe $30 a pop or something like that, $25. So there's your $50 right there, first day.
Forget the $50. You know that if they're not going to give this food license to her without a, you know, they're going to have all kinds of
insurance
requirements. She's going to have separate facilities for, you know, mixing and
wheelchair
baking,
ramp,
you know, everything.
Right. And a little segue, you know, we talked about a month or so ago about the Orlando people who continue to get arrested for feeding the homeless.
That's right.
Well, in
it's
the park.
Still going.
Right. In Boston Commons today, there was a big area set up to feed not just homeless, but it was just free food.
Mm-hmm.
And there were all these stands out, you know, hot dog stands and other stands out where you had to pay. And then there was the free food. And people were going by the free food area, and the guys were offering it to them. And they said, no, leave that for the homeless. And they said, but it's for everyone.
More coming up here. There's a little more from the cop, the chief officer here, as to his excuse for why he did what he did to these young ladies. 1-800-259-9231. Gotta teach them a lesson of what life is really like in America. We'll learn it eventually. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained Farmers agent at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Want to keep up to date with Free Talk Live? Get the latest information as it is available. Go to news.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get signed up to follow our email updates or Twitter or Facebook. Get information about Free Talk Live delivered directly to you in the way that works best for you. It's all free, of course. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Also, you know, the federal government's printing money like it's going out of style. QE1, QE2, QE3.
The money is going out of style.
It's coming upon us very soon. Gold and silver likely to go up. I'm predicting September, October. Just a guess. Tends to go up after the summertime. It's moving upward right now. You can get some gold and silver yourself by going to gold.freetalklive.com. Not only will you get some of the best prices on the internet, you'll be helping Free Talk Live, helping Genesis Communications Network, our syndicator. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
We're sharing with you yet another sad story about the way things really are in America. There's this kind of idyllic version of America out there, I think, that really only exists in some people's minds, where it's free country, folks. You can just go and set up whatever business you want to and sell your product or service, and that's what America was based on the free market, and it's freedom out there. Well, if you were 14-year-old Cassidy Dixon and 10-year-old Skylar Roberts, you found out the truth recently as police agents in Midway, Georgia, closed in to stop the teenage rebels from selling, or nearly teenage in one case, from selling lemonade. Police chief said, "We had told them, we understand you guys are wrong, but still, or you guys are young, but still you're breaking the law, and we can't let you do it anymore. One day was enough. The law is the law, and we have to be consistent with how we enforce the laws." And then he went on to say something even more absurd. But first, we go to Chris, listening to WBHP in Alabama. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Nice show, folks.
Thank you
a lot.
Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight, Chris?
The story you're talking about was on Fox News and a few of the other networks earlier today, and the anchors had a little bit of a humorous tone when they were reporting on it. Me, personally, I don't think it's that funny.
Not at all.
I do basically the same thing. I don't sell lemonade. I sell firearms accessories that I manufacture on my own place. And I'll be damned if I'm going to ask the government if I could have their permission to do so.
Right on.
Government agent shows up here. You know, he could come at gunpoint, but he will be at gunpoint. You know, what's the tipping point? When are we going to say hell no?
Now, I've been saying it, and I'm glad you are, too, and the more people that say no, the more people will be encouraged to say no, and the more people that stand up, and it'll become this kind of, hopefully, self-propagating thing where people get, you know, the courage to say no by watching other people do it.
Well, one thing, people have jobs and livelihoods hanging over their head. If they were to take a stand, oh, no, I'm fired immediately. You know, it's kind of a form of slavery to me. Yeah, I have a job. It's one I created for myself.
Yeah.
So what, the police locked me up. As soon as I bail out, I'm back here doing it again.
And have they ever messed with you?
Never.
Good.
In fact, I have a lot of police customers.
You know, this is true for me, too, in the sense that I don't pay Social Security. Now, you don't have to legally pay Social Security, but employers are legally obligated to take it out of your paycheck. So, therefore, the average person who goes out and gets a job...
Well, at least they believe they are.
I believe they are, too.
Well, one thing, too, about our elected leaders and officials and people doing things to peaceful people at gunpoint, you know, they didn't get there by fiat. They did not go out and were proclaimed by God Almighty to be the chief of police, president, whatever. That's the crap they are. We put them in there, or our fellow citizens did. We put them there. We should be able to take them out, and I mean in a peaceful way, but still,
yes,
nobody put up a crap.
I am with you, man. I love that attitude, and I thank you for the call tonight. You remain peaceful, but say no. That's the way to handle this stuff. And in the past, when we've talked about these lemonade crackdown attempts, there have been examples of parents who have been of the mindset that we're talking about here, of Chris's mindset, where there was the one story of the kids that were selling the lemonade out the back of their car or something like that in their front yard. They were set up in their front yard, and the cops came to try and shut them down, and mom wasn't going to stand for it. Mom was willing to continue supporting her daughters selling this lemonade. And as a result of mom being willing to stand up, it was my understanding that the state backed down on that particular one.
Yeah, that's I remember the story, too.
Unfortunately, this mom isn't quite as brave. I'll get to her quote in a moment. But first, now again, according to the city, they have to have $50 a day's worth of permits in order to legally be able to sell the lemonade, a business license, a peddler's permit, and a food permit just to set up shop, even if it's on residential property. That's a total of $180 per year, I guess. So you can pay for a yearly thing or pay for a daily permit. The city officials said it's their job to keep everyone safe and healthy, and there can be no exceptions to the rules. According to the police chief, he says, "We were not aware of how the lemonade was made. Who made the lemonade? Of what the lemonade was made with? So we acted and accordingly and by city ordinance." Whew. Good thing we've got the police chief out there checking up on the lemonade out in the world, but whew, we wouldn't want to take any risks by allowing somebody to make a glass of lemonade for us without having first analyzed the exact chain of events that had led to the lemons being put in the...
The suggestion is that somehow they have an idea of where the lemonade's coming from that's from licensed businesses.
Yeah.
They don't know this, people.
Yeah.
Their inspector comes through, and it, likely the city doesn't even have one. This is some inspector from someplace else. But their inspector comes through once a year, wanders around, gets a free glass of lemonade, signs something off, and goes elsewhere.
Yeah.
It's not the city inspectors that ever catch these things. These things are always broken by news agencies, and it's or the central offices, franchises. Those are the ones that truly keep these things clean. What we need is not a government agency to regulate this crap, because
I'll take
government's
my chances.
Terrible at it. We need free market agencies to certify these places as being certified.
And businesses that want to be certified will be certified. And in a lot of cases, customers will want their businesses to be certified. But in my case, I don't care if that little girl's got a certification.
I don't care in that case, no. But some businesses I would care about, some I wouldn't.
Sure.
I'll tell you, the best meals I've ever had in my life are uncertified meals prepared by people I know in my real life.
Let the market decide.
Michelle can really whip up a meal.
Let's go to Danielle.
Thank you, Mark.
She's in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Danielle, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know, I heard the story, and I was just absolutely dumbfounded that they actually shut these girls down. If nothing else, they should be commending these girls for taking the responsibility of saying, you know what, we want to go to the water park, so we're going to pay for our own tickets.
Yep.
Ask mom and dad for a change.
Well, I agree with you, but of course, the way the police and the government agents would see it would be that, well, look, Danielle, it's only responsible if you get the correct permits. That's what responsibility is about. It's about obedience.
If they're going to do it that way, why don't they just go around and shut down every bake sale that every school has?
Great point.
Every public school that uses that for the pep rallies to raise money for their sports teams.
Great call, Danielle. Thanks for thanks for making it tonight. 800-259-9231. We've yet to get the quote from mom in this case, though, and it's a sad one. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, because it's up to you, parents, to set the example for your kids. Are you going to set the example of being an obedient serf or someone who stands up for their freedom? It's Free Talk Live.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoot.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. No permit necessary. 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about another lemonade stand crackdown. We'll get back to that story here in moments.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will at some point take over. Wouldn't you like to be on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins. They could be that currency. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency, kind of like cash, but for the internet. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems to only be increasing. It's at least they're trending upward compared to the U.S. dollar, which is trending downward in value. You find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month or two. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins have been trending upward. Weusecoins.org.
All right, thecoastalsource.com reporting out of Midway, Georgia, where a 14-year-old and 10-year-old girl are being shut down. They have been shut down. The Midway police chief, Kelly Morningstar, came out and told these young ladies that, girls, you're going to need to have yourself a business license, a peddler's permit, and a food permit just to actually run this there here lemonade stand legally. So I don't see that you have those things. So, young ladies, I'm afraid you're just going to have to shut this thing down. We can't letting people run their own business around these parts.
Not acceptable.
What do you think? This is a free country? $50, ladies. Oh, what, you don't have that because you are saving money to go to the water park on your own without having to ask your parents to give the money to you? You don't have $50, otherwise you would have just gone to the water park? Oh, I guess you can't run your lemonade stand.
Sorry about that, girls.
He said, we're not aware of how the lemonade was made, who made the lemonade, or what the lemonade was made with, so we acted accordingly and by city ordinance. Now, Mom, unfortunately, responded in this way. This is the saddest part. She said, it's almost like they don't have anything better to do. I'm going to let it go. I'm trying to teach them good. I don't think if I keep on, it'll teach them a good thing. I disagree.
You mealy mouth wimpy chick. Gross me out.
Right. She, in the first sentence, she feels kind of bad. Like, she realizes it's wrong. It's wrong what they've done to her. She says it's almost like they don't have anything better to do.
I'm not going to teach my girls to stand up for what we think is right.
Right. And then she goes on to basically say, I'm going to go ahead and stick my head in the sand and cower in front of
these
police.
This is what the police really want. What the result is going to be is that the girls are going to get to go to the water park. Mom's going to pay for it because they're so disappointed. Mm-hmm. So all the cops have really done is destroy the entrepreneurial spirit of these girls.
That's what happens in all of these cases where kids don't stand up, where mom or dad don't encourage the kids to continue on, to press onward, and to continue operating their lemonade stand, then, this is the kind of situation that creates job slaves or wage slaves or whatever you want to call them. People who the entrepreneurial spirit has been destroyed, stomped all over, and they just realize that it's not worth it. They look around, they look at the world around them, and they see entrepreneurialism being destroyed, and they say to themselves, it's not worth it. They look at all the permits, and they say, psh, why would I want to jump through all these hoops when I can just have a job? Why would I want to go through all the trouble of jumping through whatever arbitrary governmental hoops are put up for me so I can run my own business and possibly live my dreams when I can just go to work every day at some job? It's a lot easier that way. It's a lot easier. Not as much responsibility is involved.
Exactly that R word, responsibility.
But people are willing to take these entrepreneurial roles early on until they have the spirit crushed out of them. And it's experiences like this early on that just guarantee that these young ladies are probably going to just be wage slaves for the rest of their lives.
People will suggest that a freer world will result in larger, more dangerous corporations. And I would say that it's the opposite.
I agree.
That because if you have more freedom to start up your lemonade stand, you'll make money on your own. And then you can't be working for the big businesses. It's these
permits
and all the hoops the government puts in the way that supposedly protect us all as they're protecting these people of what is Marietta, Georgia, where is it? I don't know where it is. They're protecting the citizens from poisoned lemonade from 14-year-olds. The way that they're protecting you just drives you into the arms of these big corporations. This is what creates fascism. Fascism is the marrying of large corporations and government, and this is how fascism is created.
Right. They're protecting corporations from competition. So if you have the free market, then anybody can start their own lemonade stand or whatever business, then that means there's more competition. Because you don't have to beg permission, you don't have to jump through hoops, you don't have to get the permit. Because in some cases, you can apply for a permit and they'll say no. Oh, I'm sorry, we have enough lemonade stands in this town. We have decided as the city council, we know everything. We are the economic masters. We will determine whether or not you're even allowed to have yourself a lemonade stand. I mean, here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, there's a prohibition, apparently, against advertising drink specials outside of a bar. So if you're a bar owner and you want to write something on the window of your bar outside, you can't do that. You can't. $2 drafts. You can't do that. You can't have a folding sandwich board outside advertising your drink specials.
You can't send out a college kid, an entrepreneurial college kid, to hand out flyers. Hold signs.
Nope. Prohibited. And so there was some sort of a law that was passed at the state level here in New Hampshire where it actually repealed these ordinances across the state. Sounds good, right? Well, unfortunately, they put an opt-out provision in this law. So it's like, what's the point of having the law if you're going to let the cities opt out? So Keene, as well as some of the other cities in New Hampshire, chose to opt out. And the reason was given, and I've written a piece about this over at freekeene.com, but the reason given in the newspaper article that was written about this is that, well, we don't want people to think that drinking is condoned in Keene.
What? All the bars that are in Keene?
Right. So, for some reason, keeping the advertisements on the inside of the bars will fool everyone into thinking that drinking isn't condoned in Keene and that it's not something that goes on. Oh, there's no drinking in Keene. You can't see any advertisements for drink specials around. Clearly, it's not part of our culture here. Let's just sweep that right under the rug and pretend as though no one drinks in... I mean, come on!
It's nuts.
But this is the micromanaging that these government bureaucrats will do to business owners. There's no end to this.
Well, you know, we've talked about education and, you know, institutionalized thinking and et cetera. And this is off the subject a bit, but still food related. I was over at Shaw's the other day and I had a $640 grocery bill. I did some.
That's a heck of a grocery bill.
Yeah, I did some grocery shopping.
I've never had a grocery bill like that.
I had to stock up on, like, you know, some things that...
Apparently, you filled your basement full of canned goods.
Something like that. But
it's not a terrible idea, actually.
I'm just saying.
But, I mean, as far as, like, buying food now, because it's going to go up in price.
It's going to go up if you're, you know, I mean, the canned goods that you bought today are going to be more costly, at least in dollars, next year.
Well, so in any case, I also was buying some, you know, fresh food for my family. And one of the things, I wanted to get some fish. And there was some really beautiful salmon that was wild. And, you know, I ended up going getting that. But I asked about this Chilean sea bass, which was $12.99 a pound. Chilean sea bass is actually more like $24 to $26 a pound. And so I said to the young guy behind the counter, I said, you know, this is not Chilean sea bass. It says it's from South Africa, and so it can't be Chilean
sea bass. Right, it would have to be South African sea bass, right?
And he said, no, it says on the box that it's Chilean sea bass. I said, well, if it were actually Chilean sea bass, then it would be from the Chilean waters, and it would be about $26 a pound. And the kid lied to me, and he said, well, it was. We marked it down. I said, no, Shaw's did not mark it down from $26 a pound to $12.99 a pound. And I said, you know, I'm going to get your salmon, which is even more expensive. So yay for you for, you know, selling something to me. But I just want you to know that it's important to me that you call things what they are. And rather than just repeat, you know, something that's been told to you, I'm trying to educate you that there's sea bass, but Chilean sea bass isn't even actually sea bass. So, you know, you can go get yourself educated since you are the fish guy here.
Yeah. Well,
so this man Mike at the who's the manager of the store chased me down, and he came up and he said, "Actually, I Googled it. He gave me paperwork from the U.S. Department of
Seabass.
The U.S. Department of State Diplomacy in Action on Seabass, and he said the government said that it's Chilean, that I can call it Chilean Seabass, so that must be so."
Interesting. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next. 1-800-259-9231.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A+ rating with the Better Business Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Maybe enough time for your thoughts if you are on the line now. 1-800-259-9231 might get you in here in the remaining moments. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
We invite you to our website. You can get interactive there in various different ways, and it's important to know that Free Talk Live, our website's free. So you can go there and enjoy it, freetalklive.com, various different features, listening options included. We've got live streams that are broadband and dial-up flavored. Listen around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing there. Plus, our great radio stations, over 108 stations across the country, taking the show at various different times throughout the week. You can get a list of those, plus our satellite listening options, including two XM channels, in addition to our free-to-air KU-band satellite channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in that way. Plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live in your ears. Go to listen.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. The reason the three of us are here in New Hampshire.
That's right.
And not just the three of us, hundreds more, as a matter of fact, have made the move over the last few years. Michelle, you've celebrated your first year now in
New
Hampshire, and you were just commenting during one of the breaks as to how fast it has gone for you. You've made new friendships, and it looks like you're going to be sticking around.
Yes, I'm sticking around.
Good deal. Some people, it's a tough first year, and I know there was a rocky part for you.
It was a long winter, and I also, I should have been better prepared. For example, I looked on a map and I saw that, you know, from one place to another was 30 miles. So I assumed that meant 20 minutes because I'm from California. Nope, you travel 30 miles in an hour and a half out here. And that's okay. But you just have to, you know.
The roads are pretty.
The roads are beautiful.
The roads themselves are sometimes crappy.
But I moved here for the Free State Project. But I tell you, if the Free State Project left, I think I'd still want to stay for the locals. I've met some amazing liberty-minded local people.
My opinion that the best activists are the locals.
Yep.
That has been my observation. I mean, I think we're going to have more great activists coming in here from across the country. I know that every day there are people, it seems like almost every day, certainly several times a week, people are showing up at the Free Keene Forum saying, hey, I'm going to move, and this is when I'm going to move by, and that's really exciting. But over and over again, I continue to be just blown away by how active the locals are getting here in New Hampshire. And I think that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, there's all kinds of fun stuff going on. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about a movement of like-minded, liberty-oriented people converging to the same place. That's New Hampshire. It's not just about Keene. There's a lot going on in Manchester and Concord and all other places around the state. Lots of potential places to move here in New Hampshire. But the idea is you come here and get together with other people that think like you do. FreeStateProject.org. If you love liberty, you owe it to yourself. Check it out. Let's continue with you and your thoughts in light of the news of this lemonade stand being shut down in Georgia. The girls, by the way, have been doing extra chores since the lemonade stand was shut down and yard work in order to make the money for the water park visit that they still want to do.
Why are they able to do yard work? We should shut down the yard work, too. No more mowing. No more.
Should have a permit for that.
No more raking.
We don't know what these girls
do. Don't give them any ideas. Let's continue with Derek, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Derek.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys are talking about what the government regulates for business to be allowed to do. And I work for a trucking company who's got a lot of land. Huge chain link fence down the front of their property, and they hung a bunch of banners just saying, you know, hiring drivers, help wanted, stuff like that. And the police came and told them they weren't allowed to do that. It was against city ordinances. They couldn't display any signs on the side of the road.
But we need to inject the economy with money from the Federal Reserve, right. And we need the banks to loan out more money, and we need to print more money. And
right, we wouldn't want anybody to know there's a job available.
We wouldn't want people to actually earn money.
Well, they told them that they weren't allowed to display them on the road, but they can display them on the inside of the building in a window.
Oh,
the building sits off the road, and the windows are tiny.
Yeah.
So they had to get new signs made. They're not as big. It's just...
It's pathetic.
It is, really.
It's so sad. This kind of micromanaging happens all over the place. And if you've never run a business, if you've never run a public business, you really, or you don't pay attention to things out there, you may not have any idea. If you're just somebody who goes to a job and, you know, you show up on time and you leave on time and you go home and you do your thing at home or whatever and then you go back to the job, you don't always realize how micromanaged businesses are. We're talking about having a sign out here in Keene, New Hampshire with drink specials. It's completely prohibited. And in addition,
how business is supposed to make any money?
I mean, how I don't get it.
They're not allowed to grow any because this limits their growth. I mean,
Doing business is evil. Making jobs is good. So this is how the government thinks. It's insane.
I figured that out.
You mean only when the government makes jobs?
And the people that work in this business, they've been there for decades. So I listen to you guys' show about every night at work on the podcast, and it's actually kind of hilarious and sad at the same time on their comments on what you guys are talking about. It's insane.
Wait, whose comments on what we're talking about?
The guys I work with are a bunch of older guys, and they think a lot of stuff is ridiculous and, you know, childish, and that I've been called a child because I stand up and, you know, when they start talking politics or something, I'll say my side, and I'll grow out of it. It's just a stage.
Oh, I hate that one.
Yeah. The suggestion that somehow they're not being childish by
advocating force,
advocating using violence against people.
They don't get it.
What could be more childish?
Family.
Look, I've had this accusation leveled at me before, and I'm relatively young. I'm 30. But what could be more childish than essentially being the big bully on the playground, taking the ball from the kids playing with it? I mean, that's basically what people who advocate for the state are advocating. They're advocating for violence against peaceful people. That is the ultimate in childishness. This is one of the things you learn when you're a child, is that you don't hit other people, because it's not only is it wrong to do, but it's also counterproductive in that if you hit people, they might hit you back, and then you've got a cycle of violence, and it makes more sense to treat everybody nicely and to be respectful towards folks. These people are saying that it's childish to be respectful, that it's childish to respect your neighbors.
Well, you were talking, you guys, a caller called in the other day, a few days ago, was talking about gay marriage, and they just went on about how they were brought up and that was wrong, and they kept saying, I don't have a problem with it, but I just don't think they should be able to get married. He kept telling me that's how I was brought up, you know, it's a mindset thing. I was like, but you're a grown man, you have the ability to change your own mind, you just got done saying you don't think it's wrong, change your opinion. Let
Preach
people
it.
Be free and live the life how they want.
Right on, brother.
That's right.
Thanks for the call,
well,
Derek.
You guys have a great show.
Yes, sir. And thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Lynn, listening in Montana to XN Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hello, Lynn.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
My wife and I flew to San Jose from Billings, Montana at the end of June for our nephew's wedding.
San Jose, California, or New Mexico?
California.
Okay.
And had to go through their security. You're not safe for going through it. My wife was just livid that she had to go through the screening, you know, with the full body scan thing.
She actually went through the body scanner?
Well, the only other option you have is to be patted down.
Yeah, so it's not, the options poison. Aren't great.
Yeah, you know, pick your poison. So the only option is driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've ever been to Montana, but you can drive 750 miles and you're not all the way across the state yet.
Yeah. It's got to be a 1,500-mile drive from Billings to San Jose, right?
About 1,200.
Which is basically like going from New York City to Atlanta. I mean, it's a huge drive.
Yeah. You know, so if you're going to go anywhere, you fly.
Right.
And I'm a commercial driver. I drive for a fuel transport company.
Mm.
And so my commercial driver's license means I've had an FBI background check. Why can't we do that? Why can't, if we're going to fly, why can't we go through the process and get pre-screened and pre-approved so that we don't...
They have that program.
They're just rolling that out now. Again, they tried it before and it failed for them. But
why don't we let the airlines set up those safety measures that they want to, and you can choose? Maybe Virgin Airlines wouldn't have those. I'd go with them. Maybe Southwest would have them, and you choose them. Why create more loopholes or more obstacles? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I agree with Michelle. I think that what we need to have is a free market in air travel where each airline decides for themselves their security measures. How do you feel about that?
Well, I've got no problem with who does the security, but in Montana, you know, we're so limited with who we can even fly with.
No, I totally understand where you're coming from. I wish we had more time to talk to you, but we are out of it for tonight, so don't hesitate to call us back tomorrow when we're doing the live Saturday show.
It's more like from New York to Tampa than New York to Atlanta. I was pretty far off.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Just say no to the government.
Amdro Gilzant presents The Household and Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and sinks inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.